Life sustains itself by cell division. So does cancer. Breast cancer cells multiply faster because of CDK4/6 proteins. But what if we could block those proteins and stop runaway cell division? To that end, Dana-Farber scientists laid the foundation for CDK4/6 inhibitors, new drugs that are increasing the survival rate for many advanced breast cancers. Dana-Farber's momentum of discovery keeps finding new ways to outmaneuver cancer. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
This public radio podcast is supported by the Society for Human Resource Management, meeting the challenges of a changing world, online at shrm.org. And by KeyBank Capital Markets, specializing in corporate and investment banking solutions for established and growing mid-sized companies. Visit key.com/KBCM.
A $400 billion garage sale.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. Some people have garage sales to get rid of stuff and make some extra dough. The head of Citigroup has a similar idea he's going to present to shareholders today. Citi still needs to earn more money and cut expenses to get back on track after being hard hit by the global credit crunch. So CEO Vikram Pandit is presenting plans to sell around $400 billion of extraneous assets. Some analysts are worried about the magnitude of the potential sale. It could mean Citi's expecting further losses. The bank has announced more than 13,000 job cuts so far this year. This morning, Clear Channel reports earnings. The nation's largest owner of radio stations is in the midst of a messy $20 billion buyout by two private equity firms. Messy because the banks that were supposed to finance the deal now want to back out. Marketplace's Dan Gretsch has more.
Clear Channel first announced it would be taken private in a leveraged buyout back in November 2006. The deal was approved after a 10-month struggle over price with activist shareholders. Then the credit market tanked. Now the six banks that agreed to finance the deal, including Citigroup, Morgan Stanley, and Wachovia, want to pull out. Media analyst Joe Bonner is with Argus Research.
The shareholders took management to the wall on price. And then, in the meantime, credit markets fell apart and the deal might just fall apart.
Clear Channel and the private equity firms that want to buy it have sued the banks to force the deal through. They'll meet in court next week. In the meantime, Clear Channel's 1,100 radio stations are losing ad revenue to new online competitors. The deadline to complete the deal is June 12th. I'm Dan Gretsch for Marketplace.
This is getting harder and harder to say. Oil prices soared to record highs near $125 a barrel today. The Dow picked up 52 points yesterday to 12,866. The Nasdaq gained 12 to 2,451, and the S&P 500 grabbed 5 points to 1,397. Asian markets were down today, and so far in Europe, shares are down. One of Britain's leading energy companies has warned wind power is becoming unprofitable. From London, Stephen Beard reports.
Centrica says the economics of offshore wind farms are now marginal. The cost of construction's doubled in the past 2 years. The soaring price of steel and copper are mainly to blame. This is the second attack on the viability of wind power here in recent days. Last week, the Shell oil company delivered a devastating blow. It pulled out of a project to build the world's largest offshore wind farm off the south coast of England. But Gordon Edge of the British Wind Energy Association says this industry will not be blown off course.
We have to understand this is a very new industry. It's at an early stage, and I'm very hopeful that we're going to see this sector become a major part of our means to tackle climate change here in Europe.
But Shell said last week it was going to focus on onshore wind power in the United States, where tax breaks would make the business more profitable. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
If you're looking for a deal on a flight, plan to tack on an extra $20 once all the surcharges are factored in. That's the latest increase from American, United, and Delta.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by America's Family Physicians, offering patient-centered care so employees can better manage their health and employers better manage their costs. AAFP.org/value. By Advanta. Advanta salutes small business, the brave ones, the risk-takers. all those who chase a dream and make their own way. And by Thomson Reuters, a source of intelligent information to businesses and professionals around the world. Thomson Reuters, knowledge to act.
We continue with Food Fight, our series on the global food crisis.
In Haiti, riots over food prices.
Limiting purchases of rice.
Hey, winter wheat's up 25 cents. Corn.
Today, a look at one way to cope. No matter where you shop or what you buy, food is getting more expensive. Prices are up nearly 4.5% over last year, and experts say they could rise another 5% this year. That's inspiring more people to plant their own food. As Stacey Vanek-Smith reports, that has the gardening industry growing like a weed.
The Stanford Avalon Community Garden spans several blocks of the Watts neighborhood in Los Angeles. It has a long waiting list for its 87 plots. And with food costs rising, Executive Director Miguel Luna expects the garden will get even more popular.
With prices going up and the grocers, this is ideal. You see what you're growing, you're able to grow it, and you take it home.
Lupe, who works as a nanny, finally got her plot 3 months ago. Her mint, cactus, basil, and greens are flourishing.
Of course, I save a lot of money. I wish to grow beans and rice.
And lots of us wish we could grow Chinese takeout, or at least make gardening that convenient. Products that make growing food easier, from plants to tools to fertilizers, are boosting garden store sales.
They want convenience. No one wants to spend hours and hours and hours outside.
Josh Peoples is director of marketing for Scott's Miracle-Gro. He says new gardeners have been snapping up products that save time, including soil that has fertilizer and food already in it, and single packs of plant food.
There's no getting your fingers dirty or having to know how much to measure. You just rip open the top, pour it into a watering can, and you're ready to go.
Peoples says container gardening is also flourishing. That's growing plants in tubs and pots, popular with urbanites and weekend weed whackers. A Miracle-Gro soil that resists overwatering, a big problem with container gardening, has seen sales jump 40% a year. Of course, it all starts with the seeds. Sales of those are up 25% at gardening stores across the country.
We're seeing a strong interest in garden seed this year, probably more so than in years past.
Patty Price is Senior VP of Merchandising for Lowe's Outdoor Living Products. She says growers are looking beyond the typical choices.
We're seeing the typical tomatoes and peppers growing, but we're also seeing things like blueberries and raspberry and blackberries that are growing.
Gardening centers are expected to be a bright spot for companies like Lowe's and Home Depot. Both have been hit hard by the housing downturn. I'm Stacey Vanek-Smith for Marketplace.
For more of our coverage on the food crisis, go to marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.